guys, Ashley Daniels here for the Real Housewives of New York After Show. We have lots to discuss tonight, and we finally got to see Luann's wedding dress. So much to discuss. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
So fitting.
Such a good song. Like fitting like a wedding dress.
Like fitting.
Just like a glove. No pun intended. Was that a pun? That wasn't a pun. I don't know. Hey, guys. Ashley Daniels here. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. We're going to play it up tonight. First, let's get everybody around the room, your social media and everything, starting from my right.
Hey, guys. I'm Thomas Rulina. Follow me everywhere online at Thomas Rulina.
Hey guys, this is Lindsay. You guys can find me everywhere at Lindsay Wegner.
And you guys can find me, Megan Stecker, at Megan Stecker everywhere.
And because we're all really honest about things, Lindsay was honest a couple weeks ago, I missed like the first 15 minutes of the show because I do too much in my life. I have too many things going on. So because of that, we're gonna play it up tonight a little bit, change it up a little bit. And Megan and Lindsay are going to lead the first half, and then Thomas and I are going to lead the second half. Kind of fun anyway. And plus, we've got some news. We don't need any news music yet. Not yet. But we do have some cool news that I want to discuss with you guys. So starting at the beginning, I think is a good place to start. Megan Stecker and Lindsay Wegner, everybody.
Yay!
Oh, wait, we did not call each other about the matching olive and black.
No group texts were involved with this
They
ensemble.
Weren't, really.
This matchingness that we didn't try to do.
We've got Sandy from Greece over here. And then
the
olive twins.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. There's nothing for me. No joke for me. So, yeah, guys, start it up. Let's hear. What'd you like?
The first little part of the episode with all the cats and the dogs I thought was adorable. Seeing everybody's, like, animals. That's literally how the show started.
Okay.
Was seeing baby, and then all the other animals. And it was great. And I was really excited. And it made me feel like I wanted Rutherford, my dog, to be here with us.
Sweet Rutherford Bee Hayes.
I almost brought him 2 weeks from now. I'll bring him. You guys can see him.
Please do.
And then we saw Bethany and Sonia having lunch. And Sonia, late, per usual. And the place they were eating at was actually connected to Sonia's building somehow.
Like, Bethany said...
Sonia's building.
This place is in Sonia's foyer. But I'm not sure why, since Sonia owns her own standalone townhouse, I don't really get it, but it must just be so close, like on the corner kind of a situation.
And Sonia still managed to be late.
She went and got a manicure. She said she was so early that she went and got a manicure. Mm. And then, but then, how dare Bethany be calling her that she's late? Can't.
And they're discussing whether or not Ramona is going to apologize to Bethany. And we all know that this probably isn't going to happen. And Ramona's idea of apologizing is very, very different. And her idea of what confrontation is and isn't is very different, as we see later in the episode. So awkward and uncomfortable. So I don't think I don't think Bethany's going to get the apology she's looking for. I mean,
that's a definite no.
Do you guys think she's going to get
no?
No, I think Ramona's going to spin this as long as she can.
Well, actually, she spoke on Watch What Happens Live. You guys probably saw it the other night.
Yes.
And she for anybody who didn't see it, she said the reason she brought all this up was she was sitting next to Alex McCord. So coincidentally, of all people in the world, that the reason she said this to Bethany regarding the whole scandalous video was because coincidentally. It was Alex McCord brought it to her mind, because years ago Alex had some nude photos that came out, and Avery apparently went to a very elite school, which Ramona said, and you could see Andy kind of being like, okay. And she's like, Avery went to a very elite school, and she came home talking about how one of the people on my show had nude photos, and it was like, oh my God. And so I was like, how do I handle this as a mother? So I saw Bethany, and I'm like, I wanted Bethany to know I was there for her, and I understand what she's going through. And you could see Alex is sitting there like, holding her, kind of like trying to be friendly, but also like looking at the camera like, are you kidding me right now? Similar to Bethany's look, so...
It was so weird seeing those flashbacks, too,
weird.
Season one.
Well,
I know.
And was that weird?
Bryn and Avery are completely different ages.
Oh, yeah.
Bryn, at 6 years old, this is not something that's probably going to get brought up, where with Avery being probably 10 or 12 at the time, they're hearing this stuff. Their kids are actually talking about it. It makes more sense. At 6 years old, the kids aren't watching Barney. Yeah. Bubble guppies.
Well, I hope so. I hope they don't have cell phones at 6, but I don't know. I feel like maybe.
These rich children. These
might. Right, right. iPads.
They might have them.
They may.
Well, I have no doubt that Ramona is upset with Sonia after tonight's episode for the fact that Sonia said to Bethany, this is what Ramona said to me, and you know she just can't apologize. You know, so it's basically like just bouncing back and forth, talking crap. Well, I wouldn't say talking crap, because she did last week defend Bethany to Ramona. So I feel like she's on Bethany's team at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fun shade. Like, that's what they try to just be like, oh, it was a shady joke. Like, now, like, throwing shade is like, oh, it's just a joke.
Can you imagine in real life if that was just how we could live? Like, Lindsay, you suck. Just kidding. Like,
we'd all, yeah.
You can't just kidding every 2 seconds. Like, that would not work out in our lives, but we also don't have cameras following us, so,
I also thought an interesting part of his conversation that Sonia brought up was the fact that she brought up Mr. Pirate Man from the beginning seasons, and then she brought up Harry and Tom, and how Luann and the pirate hooked up, then how Harry left with Luann at the party two years ago, and then now she's with Tom, who Sonia has kind of started these relationships, and they all kind of end up with Luann.
So
I know we touched on it last week. We've completely forgotten that, Harry had this is a pattern that we're seeing with Luann. And I mean, if I was Sonia, I'd probably be a little bit hurt by it as well.
So mad, actually, just thinking it from those three people, like the three, like Luann's world is so big outside of the Housewives and outside of Sonia. So why?
New York's there's plenty of single eligible men that haven't dated your friends. I just feel like that's just such not. I mean, if you have a really good connection with her and Tom, whatever, that's one thing. But Harry and the pirate, like, just kind of a crappy friend.
Yeah. You always got to watch out for those people and, like, pick them apart and be like, okay, I know, like, what you're into, like, what you would do, type of personality.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I've had people that I've gone on dates with and you meet them on, like, a dating app and your friends are on the same dating app and then they talk to your friend and hit on your friend, and I've, like, they've met some of my friends, and I'm like, why are you hitting on my friend?
That is so annoying.
Yeah. And you think that my friend's going to go out with you? Like, she told me right away, and she's talked to other guys that were dating her girlfriends, and she's like, do you not think that do you think I'm going to go out with you?
Yeah.
When you dated my friend, and I've met you through my friend? It's just so weird.
It's not just
girls being shady. It's definitely guys being shady too, but I just would never date someone that dated my friend.
Oh, that it goes down in the gay world too. It's insane.
Really?
Yeah, it's like worse actually.
I heard that.
I have heard that too. I've seen breakups, gay breakups, and they're a lot more dramatic too.
Oh, they're super dramatic.
Super, it's like slamming the car door. I never want to see you. Very, very, soap opera.
Very.
But yeah, I'd rather that.
They're on the hills or they're like on some reality show. But it's crazy. But,
did you have a situation like that ever? Oh, sorry, Megan.
Yes, actually. Wow. Yeah. It was really intense. But, when things happen, they happen. And I don't really regret it.
Okay.
I was going to say, my boyfriend got jury duty. And the case was two men that broke up with each other. And one hit the other one with the car. So he was, like,
that's insane.
On trial for hitting the guy with his car. But my boyfriend got released. My boyfriend got released, like, on the last possible day before they were about to start the trial.
Oh, wow.
I have to show you this video that's on Twitter insane of girls just hitting each other with their cars. It's the most insane video. My.
Okay, we do. And by the way, we do not. Yeah. This is not something. Do not try this at home. Please.
We do not condone it.
Back to the show.
Okay, so question for you guys. Do you think that it's just pointless in general that they just keep bringing up the whole Tom and Luann situation? Like, they're almost making it like, are they going to get married? Are they not? Like, all of the cast members just talking about the two of them and potentially not getting married. And we heard, like, Ramona say there's bets on them not getting married. I mean, we already know they went down the aisle. So is this kind of a pointless storyline at this point? Or do you still like to see it?
I think because of the conversation, because of how Ramona said that later, which we can talk about now, but I think the way that Ramona said it is just because of her talking about wanting to be invited and then not being invited. And we're like, this is the point.
Yeah.
You're not totally. Being invited because look at the things you're saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of like the political storyline too. Do we really want to cover this, seeing this go down and then it just kind of being like,
yeah.
I think she kind of said that and went there because she knew for sure she wasn't going to get invited. So, you know, when people don't get what they want, they turn to the left. And she definitely mm-hmm. turned to the left when she was like, okay, I'm not going to get invited. She just brought us back to, like, last season. And I think she's one of the only Real Housewives that's really, like, pushing for the, you know, conversation of Tom and Luann not walking down the aisle. Mm-hmm. And it's just really her at this point. I mean, Bethany has moved on. It seems like everybody has kind of, like, let that go. It was really damaging to Luann. And I feel like Ramona's not letting it go.
Agreed. I feel like yeah. I am kind of bored with the storyline. And like the way you said, we already know they walked down the aisle.
Yeah.
But I think that Bravo thought they had to cover this. Even though I'm sure Luann wants it to be like shiny and I'm getting married and this is a great storyline. Everybody else's take on it is like, are they really even going to go through with it? Are we going to catch him kissing someone else another night before mm-hmm. they walk down the aisle? And it's interesting to me that Dorinda said, Luann is getting married, and whatever happens from 12 to 5 is going to go into the vault of secrets of the Upper East Side. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow. Ooh. Even Dorinda, who's a bridesmaid, is like, look, Tom might be out kissing somebody every other night,
yeah.
but Luann's still getting married. Just was an interesting way to put it. I feel like Dorinda's yeah. a real MVP this year.
Yeah, she is.
I would love to be Luann, especially like the positioning she's in. She gets to go to the wedding. Who doesn't want to go to that wedding?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's you mean you want to be Dorinda?
I would love to be Dorinda. Oh, yeah.
You said Luann, but you meant Dorinda.
Oh, yeah, Dorinda.
Okay,
yeah.
So I want to make sure I understand. Okay.
I would love to be Dorinda because she gets to go to all the festivities mm-hmm. and it's kind of nice. You can really see. I think she's a great friend and I definitely love like her vibe.
Yeah, yeah. I think she's a great friend, too. I also think just because the fact that she's responsible for them getting together, mm-hmm. she kind of has to be that really good friend. She has to be yeah. supportive because it's going to all fall on her if they fail. Right? I mean, wouldn't you guys be a little extra if you put them together?
True.
Yeah, sadly.
Well, speaking of Dorinda, Dorinda and Carol were in the Berkshires for the 5-year anniversary kind of memorial for Dorinda's ex-husband.
Were they at Bluestone Manor?
Richard.
Were they at the house?
Oh, they did go to the, okay. they did go yeah. to the house after. But they were at the grave. Hannah was there. No John because it was a family thing. And I was really touched by how Hannah mm-hmm. was really affected by Richard and never ever made her feel like a stepdaughter. It was just everything clicked, and she wrote that cute, like a really sweet note about him.
Yeah,
and then when
that's
they were
when
in the
I
house,
walked in. So, question yeah. about that. She wrote that letter to her father. Just kind of what was she going to do with it?
She read it at the grave.
She's right at the grave. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was a really nice moment, and it was great that Carol's there. Carol jokingly says she's like obsessed with Richard and thinks that he's such a
yeah.
She is weirdly obsessed with him. But it's, I mean, it's kind of cool. It's very Carol, but it's...
Yeah, it is very
I think Carol.
Carol
is, from what she's been through, is really not too afraid of death. And she's, mm-hmm. I think she's, like, seen, you know, she had all these traumatic things in her past, and she's almost embraces it rather than, like,
ooh.
Shuns it away kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So I think she's obsessed with, like, who was this man? And, like, tell me all about your passed away husband. Like,
yeah.
this is great. I want to get to know him. Almost as if he's still around. So
she said she yeah. wishes she knew him.
Yeah.
And I
that
wonder...
That could be a book. That should be her next book, actually.
Yeah.
You
know?
Well, it's like she arrived at the graveyard and goes, I'm so at home here. And I yeah. was like, oh, okay. Like, Carol's a little twisted and I like it.
Yeah. She is a little twisted. Yes, definitely.
I mean, I think when you've yes. gone through traumas like that, you can do one of two things. You can be terrified of anybody else ever leaving your life, or you can kind of embrace that, like, they lived and,
ooh, you
know. You
just touched on something interesting. You said embrace people being in your life. Kind of interesting, kind of ties into what we go into later, which is when she's talking to Bethany and she's like, she's kind of over it. She doesn't really care if she loses. She doesn't say that, but she's like okay with Adam moving out. She doesn't seem at all nervous that he could find someone else, that he could fall out of love with her. There's no fear of abandonment with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I think that's probably a helpful thing when you're dating because there's no you know, dire need to stay with somebody or your life will crumble into pieces. She's been there, done that.
Yeah, and then she did open up about the fact that Adam also feels the same way. He doesn't want to get married either. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that actually plays a huge factor in their relationship because they question, like, what are they doing, you know? Is he just staying at her apartment? Like, is the connection going away? And I've lived with someone in the past as well, and it is tough to have, you know, live under somebody else's roof and feel like, you know, you don't want to take too much of their space, but at the same time, you are still in a relationship. So, you know, it's interesting to see that, you know, he's deciding that he wants to move out and he's looking for a new place. And when you move out in that direction, it's kind of like, where's the relationship, you know? Mm-hmm. After living with somebody every single day, it's going to be interesting to see how the relationship plays out.
It's a good segue into Tinsley and Sonia. Because you talked about living in someone's house.
Oh, God. I can't be Tinsley.
Please explain to me something. All of you. Everywhere. Why is Tinsley living with Sonia? Is it for the show? Because the girl's a millionaire. So why is she putting up? It's not like she's desperate. She needs to live there. She can live wherever she wants. She could go buy a place right now.
I think it was just an initial get settled into the city and have somebody.
But she's lived there.
Yeah, but I feel like finding a place is still a little bit difficult. I mean, she has
live
the money.
In a hotel.
Yeah, but she has the money to
Airbnb.
She has the money to do whatever she wants, right? And find a place so she can take the time and do it. Where if she moves in with Sonia, it's just a temporary thing, just to kind of get settled, to get
cameras,
introduced to all the girls.
Cameras,
it's
right, Megan? Line. Come on.
I think it's just a purely a good. Yeah. It was purely a good way to introduce her to the viewers,
right?
Because it's hard for us to get to know a brand new girl, which keeps happening every couple of seasons. And this way we were getting to meet her with all the OGs, living with one of them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Plus, we're getting introduced to her. It's not like every other one that we've had so far, every other newbie, that when you get introduced, you see their house, their family, and you get kind of an essence of who they are. With this, it's she's solo. So she doesn't have a place. So how are they going to introduce a girl that's living in a hotel or something?
I really am liking her. And I think it's probably because of the way she's been introduced.
Well, I actually feel like, you know, we're in a couple episodes already, and I still feel like I can't connect
with her.
It's more like she's a feature, and she's not holding the apple. Mm-hmm. It's more like she's just somebody that's, like, brought on. And they've done that with Beverly Hills. They've had, like, an Eden Sassoon who isn't holding the diamond, but she's just there. And it's interesting to see now, do the producers feel like, you know, maybe we shouldn't have made her a main person, because it looks like she's a little scared. Like, she's not really coming out of her shell. And I think that fans look at her like, okay, she's an add-on, instead of being like somebody where we're full-fledged in like her life.
I can live without her.
But I do think that she's very sweet, and I like what she's bringing to the show so far. But I just want to know, like, you know, where is it going to go from here? What drama?
Yeah, what are we going to see?
I see boys, so that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens.
Can you guys live without her, or do you like her?
I like her.
Yeah, Lynn, yeah.
I could live without her.
Yeah. We're usually on the same page about that. That's what it's interesting how our perspectives on that. I absolutely can live without her. I hate to say this, guys. When I think of Real Housewives, I think of the first few seasons.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This of New York I'm talking about. Like, it just hasn't wowed me.
Yeah, and New York hasn't really recovered from the Jill days and that, you know, I mean, not really Alex McCord, but like Jill and who was Crazy Girl? Crazy Town?
Kelly Bensimon.
Kelly, and those were like classics.
Speaking of Kelly.
Yeah. I actually really did enjoy the past two seasons with Bethany being back.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Bethany's reintroduction to the
Thank God for
was,
her.
Was yeah. great. Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Charlie loves your hair.
Guys,
oh, thank you,
speaking
Charles,
of Kelly, according to Us, let's see, Us Weekly, Kelly spoke out. She was talking about Carol and about the politics that was featured on the show with Ramona and Carol. So let's see what she had to say. She said, I don't know Carol at all, but I just think slamming anyone for their political views is tacky. Ben Simone told Us Weekly Radziwill's attitude towards Singer. It's rude. It's very uneducated. She said, when Trump was elected as president, I said some nice words about respecting our new president. I got slammed by Twitter, so I really just like to keep my politics myself now.
Then why is she commenting?
Yeah, right? Yeah. I probably got paid for it.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yep. Oh, Kelly.
But interesting. She also, you know, remember the whole, like, systematic bullying thing. So I think she also probably is, like, pro Ramona in this sense. But it's interesting that she watches the show still, because when we saw last week, Alex McCord on Watch Happens Live.
She doesn't bombed. Watch it at all.
Not at all, but that's she's in Australia and she's studying and stuff.
She just seems always, so far removed.
Yeah. She was always the misfit to me. Yes. So I'm like not surprised that she's like, I want to close that chapter.
She's like, I am in Brooklyn.
Well, I mean, remember how embarrassing it got? Like, first her husband did that really embarrassing music video. Then they did like a Our Marriage is in Trouble like reality show, which was like really embarrassing. I think they wanted just like they moved across the other side of the world. They both took professional careers that they're in school for. Like she just wants to like shut that down.
But so funny to see it because remember she was such a social climber. She like really wanted to fit in with everybody. And that
Brooklyn townhouse, it was a hot mess.
Yes,
it was like she under construction.
She was going off on Joe and she's like, I am in Brooklyn and I am working.
You're in high school. I'm in Brooklyn. Yeah, that was awesome.
Classic.
Back to season 9. Okay, so Sonia and Tinsley living together. Tinsley's just confused. Like she doesn't know the rules of living at Sonia's house and it's just confusing her. I didn't know that Sonia didn't have any interns anymore. Did you guys know that?
Well, she has the young man who's always there. So
she doesn't have interns anymore.
So, I'm wondering if Connor is actually like a full, legitimately paid employee.
Assistant.
And
probably
who's
out of school.
Personal assistant. And then she dropped this. I mean, her probably on the advice of a lawyer or something. He was like, stop having these random kids in and out of your house knowing your business all the time.
Yeah. Well, even because now with internships, you have to get paid if you're not getting school credit. So
correct, yeah.
Maybe these people were grown. They were out of school at this point, and she just didn't recruit any new people. She recruited Tinsley.
I mean, look, trying to train someone to do all of your personal errands and personal assistant things is not a college credit situation. So calling them interns, it was her way of not paying people to be her employees.
That was like her thing. Like, who had interns? Like, that was like the Sonia thing to do.
Right. Yeah, it had to be good point. It had to have been something with the lawyer.
I'm sure good on point. The good advice of someone who cares about her. They were like, you need to get these people out of your
or
house.
Or Bravo law, you know, the Bravo lawyers, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Or I don't know. Maybe they were like, you can't have this on camera that you're, you know, these kids are not getting paid.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
What'd you guys think of the of Luann's wedding dress and her, you know, her being so excited because she eloped the first time?
I thought, go first.
Oh, I liked it up until the bust, and then something about the way the sweetheart, the white piece under the lace. I even liked the lace straps. Mm-hmm. For a woman her age, I thought it was a beautiful silhouette. Mm-hmm. It was something about the sweetheart bust. It was like, she either needs like a push-up bra in there, or they need to be a little bit small. Like, that area.
Agreed. It was too trying.
It was a little bit harsh.
Yeah.
It needed to like fade out a little bit more. Like, maybe have another layer of lace, so that you can still see that like nice touch of skin underneath. But just something that it wasn't like too harsh things like this.
Yeah. Like a hump.
But I did think it was elegant, and I thought it was I thought it was very simple and just pretty.
She's got wide shoulders. Right.
Like,
so she needs to have something more dainty. I think you guys both hit it on the head. It's just the top was just too revealing and kind of not flattering.
Yeah. I think it was just the bust line for me. Yes. Other than that.
I love the veil. I didn't know you could have a veil that was a split veil.
That's cool.
So it goes on each side?
You know what? That helps with the shoulders.
That's what they were thinking.
Yeah, I wasn't really connecting with like the triangle, like what you were saying. Yeah. I don't know, the design for me wasn't like what I felt like Luann should have worn, but it was just a little off because the dress was like so nice and so like svelte for her figure because she has a great body, but I feel like that is just a little bit too distracting. But I think the cut overall was like very Luann. She looked gorgeous.
To me, it didn't look like a wealthy dress, like a wealthy Upper East Side woman's dress. It looked like it was like off the rack at David's Bridal, which is like we aspire.
No offense.
Yeah,
but if you're the Countess,
no offense, I've worn a million bridesmaid dresses from there. It's just like
surprising for her.
We want to it's a you know an aspirational show, and as an Upper East Side woman who's so excited, she's marrying a man that owns a penthouse, Let's bring it out. Princess dress. Come on, guys.
It's also her second marriage. So sometimes when people get married, even though she didn't technically, you know, have a dress the first time around, usually the second time around, you don't do something as fancy.
Yeah.
Some people do. Yeah. But for the most part, I would say people don't, even though it's her technically her
you
first
know Kim
wedding.
Kim Kardashian would do it.
Yeah, she saw one. Right, actually, Kim Kardashian's dress that she wore marrying Chris Humphries is a dress that would have looked great on Luann.
And she all had lace. Three
like
that.
She had three, yeah. Yes. Well, okay.
I love it.
Okay, so dogs in a G-Wagon. Just going off the Kim Kardashian thing, that's a good segue, because I feel like this is something a Kardashian might do. It's just so grand. Like, put your dog in a Mercedes and walk them down the street with a remote control.
Here's maybe why we don't like Tinsley. This is so, like, silly and over the top and maybe different housewife show. Like, maybe Housewife of Beverly Hills. And yes. I feel like we think most of these other ladies are pretty real and pretty down to earth. Sonya's a little loopy. And Luann has a strange relationship with the truth. But it's like, I feel like they're such New Yorkers to me with sharp tongues. And Tinsley's so like, I don't even know how to become a socialite.
Yeah.
Oh my God, how did I get arrested?
That's a good point.
And I feel like it's so not this cast.
It's more OC.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to know from you guys, when you please rate, subscribe, and comment on YouTube. Let us know what you think of the show, what we can do to improve, what you want to hear. But most importantly, we want to know, do you think Tinsley's going to be back next season? I don't.
No,
I haven't found, I don't think they've found anybody that has stuck ever since Dorinda.
Yeah. You know?
Correct, yeah.
She's been the last newbie, right?
Yeah.
Well, people on the chat are saying that they're saying give Tinsley a chance, but that she's a little flat right now. It's a little boring, but they're also bored with Carol. They said Aviva.
Well, yeah, she's
they're
boring.
Saying Aviva was more.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, and she was drama. Aviva was. Yes.
I don't think Carol's going anywhere because of Bethany. Bethany's got so much pull.
And they're also saying it's because of her. I think Joseph said that it was because of the connection to the Kennedys.
Joseph's
as
always
well.
Really saying smart
so
stuff.
So whoever said that, I'm not sure who it was, but thank you.
You know what was refreshing was the fact that tonight we saw Carol offer an apartment in her building to Tinsley. And I feel like that opens up a new door. Mm-hmm. I mean, Carol's not the star of the show, but it opens up a new storyline, a new friendship that could evolve. And I think if Tinsley continues to do that with these women, she has a fair shot at maybe staying, but it's going to be a lot of work.
I think Carol kind of knew she has to start being her own person and not, like, following
you
Bethany
tell,
every 2 seconds. Even tonight when Bethany walked out on Ramona later on in the show with the drinks, and I was waiting for Carol to just run off chasing Bethany, but she's like, she stayed put for like 5 more minutes just to kind of make it like, I'm not going to go after Bethany. I'm my own person.
Yeah.
Agreed.
All right, Carol. Carol and Bethany, they're talking about, which we kind of touched upon earlier, how, Carol and Adam have been together 2.5 years, but she says, you know, the first year's great. And then Carol says, you know, but I don't want to be married, and he doesn't want to be married. And Bethany's like, oh, he doesn't want to be married. That's like a... And then she says, she needs room to breathe. And Bethany's talking about being drained and tired with her divorce, which we already know how that ends up, so it's not much to talk about there.
It was nice to see, though. I think a lot of viewers connect with Bethany, and I think seeing even those small moments where she gets to talk about her divorce, it kind of brings the show full circle because she is the star of the show. So to hear what's going on in her life, I'm for it. I'm here to listen to it. I don't care if I read it on blogs. Like, when I hear her talk about it, it's like, oh, okay, that's how you feel rather than reading it, you know, through somebody that writes it.
Yeah, we just can't get a lot because, I guess, for legal reasons, she can't really say much. So it's always like a little bit here, a little bit there, little crumbs, and we can't see Bryn. So it's like there's parts that can we see Bryn? We've seen Bryn before,
but
though.
She did the one scene tonight organizing Bryn's bedroom. Mm-hmm. So I think we haven't seen Bryn since Bethany had her own show, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. It's too bad.
I want to see more... Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to just see more skinny girl stuff, too. Like, whatever she's doing with her brand, because she's continuing to build it, it's nice when we get to see, like, her creating things.
Yes.
I like it when she gets all manic at the office with the girl. It's like, you know, she's got, like, 4 or 5 girls that work for her, and these girls have to run this mega global brand. And she's like, listen, guys, we're going to come in. We're going to change everything. We're going to shake it up. We're going to turn it upside down. And I just, like, I love to watch when she gets in that mode and the girls with their wide eyes, like, oh, my God.
At least she knows what she wants. Nothing's better than a boss that tells you what they want so you can just do it. I can't stand having somebody that just constantly tells you something different. Oh, God.
But it was interesting tonight with the whole, it's seeing her as a parent, watching her, you know, do Bryn's room and the organizing, and she was tossing out toys, and it's so Bethany. She's kept calling Bryn a hoarder, and I'm like, these are all things you bought for this kid. Yeah. And everything was so neatly organized and put away and out of sight and in drawers. And she's like, you know, it was like cathartic for her to throw things away. And I'm like, oh my God, she's going to be like the crazy mom that you can't leave one thing out of place.
Those are the worst.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good. Okay. So Bethany's talking about she has an extermination problem, i.e. Jason. And and then Bethany says she just wants Ramona to leave her alone. Dorinda and Ramona have a phone call about the drinks, going to get drinks. Then we have the drinks.
Except Ramona calls Bethany not a true friend.
And an island. I think island is a really good way to describe Bethany, though. She is an island. She's kind of like her own self-sufficient thing.
Yeah,
and she doesn't need other people. She doesn't need girlfriends.
She doesn't need the fame. She does not need the cameras or the fame,
too. It annoys the shit out of Ramona that Bethany is like, I can drop you as a friend. You're going to treat me like shit. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, it's just like,
And I wrote down, a true friend would not bring up, you know, somebody's daughter like that, especially knowing as a firsthand friend what she's going through. It seemed like a dig. Like,
it's totally a dig.
Over the press. That's what she said on Watch What Happens Live. She's like, well, it was all over the press. Did you guys ever read that?
If you're concerned, why don't you have a side, you know, a coffee with her? Like, even if she would have asked Bethany on a one-on-one basis at, like, a coffee shop or something, that could have been a better way to approach it. That would have been a concerned friend. But to lay it out there while they're all having appetizers, it's like popcorn.
My thing is, this story has been out there for a million years. Bethany has talked about it a million years ago when it came out in her OG tour of the show. Then she wrote about it. She actually used that in her book. She wrote one novel, but it was basically like her life from when she moved out here to LA and made that soft porn and the whole thing and then moved back and everything. Like, it's been out there. So for Ramona to act like just because Page Six randomly put it, stop reading Page Six. There are a million places to get your Real Housewives gossip. Like,
well, unless you're talking about the Tomorrow Show, because I have to just say.
Oh, here we go.
We're very good friends of the Page Six. Thank you for always.
Thank you.
Featuring the Tomorrow Show, which is a family of the AfterBuzz. But we do love Page Six. Ramona needs to, you know.
And personally, like, I love Page Six, but she acts like that is the only gossip rag in town, and she has to live and die by it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and then they call each other, they call Page Six and put each other in it, saying horrible things, and it's like, girls.
They're keeping Page Six alive. They're getting that Page Six business going.
Ramona,
you know, it's true.
It's just Ramona is so 60 years old to me to be so obsessed with
the newspaper.
Yeah, she's like, can't wait to get that paper every morning. Pop her glasses on and did I make it in today?
With her tea.
Yeah.
I actually just followed Avery on Instagram, like very, very late in my life that I followed her on Instagram. No, but it was not really, to be honest, but it was interesting to see how close she is with Ramona and how they're, like, best friends and they're super close.
Because
I feel like Avery always told her, kind of her moral compass in a sense. Mm-hmm. So it makes me wonder what Avery's thinking when she sees this. You know, we don't see Avery anymore. Like, we used to see her tell her, like, don't wear that, Mom, do this, do that. Now we don't get that as much.
We get to see her next week, though.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
So all the girls are at drinks. Luann is talking to Ramona, and she's like, listen, you're not invited to the wedding, but, you know, we've made up. Let's move on. And Ramona's just relentless. She wants to be invited.
It's so desperate. It's weird.
It is.
It's weird.
To keep saying, I don't want to go, I want to be invited, makes no sense.
It's what a child would say.
To be able to circle no on the invitation,
right. And, like,
seal
make
it and
a
send
point.
It back.
Right.
Yeah. It's like dating a guy. Like, you want to know the guy. You don't want the guy, but you want him to want you, and then you just, and then you'll be okay.
And to manically keep being like, I did nothing. I didn't cause the drama. It was all Tom. Like,
Megan is on fire today.
She
Megan Stecker, girl.
She was just like eyes popping out, hair flashing all around every second.
Yeah,
mean, something was.
We got crazy eyes tonight. There was something seriously off.
Going
It was even going on a little bit on Watch What Happens Live. It was just a little.
You know
manic.
What? I've noticed. I don't know what she's on.
Something, right?
She is. I don't know.
Guys, let us know in the chat. You guys can say it.
Here's the thing.
For us.
I've never taken pills recreationally. No one I'm close with does either. So, like, I don't know what this behavior looks like.
Right.
But I remember with, like, in Beverly Hills, a lot of it was going on where people were like, well, she was on pills and drinking.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know what to look for. Right. I don't know what to look for. I don't know what it looks like.
I understand.
I'm like, is that what's wrong with Ramona? Can we give her an excuse? Because she's so crazy.
Anybody who's played around with this world, maybe, or you have a friend who's done that, let us know. All of us are pretty boring. We don't know what, the signs of something. But is she just Ramona? Is it just Ramona?
Right. I feel like this season, honestly, I feel like she's sad. I don't feel like I'm seeing the happy Ramona. I actually feel like she's kind of playing up a little bit that she's in a happy place. Mm-hmm. She's in the best place of her life. But... you know, I mean, I like her. I just feel like she's giving us what I think she wants the viewers to see. But internally, I can kind of read past that and see that she's not
there's
really...
There's a sadness inside of her,
She's on dates. That's great. I mean, I'm happy for her. But there's no marriage. There's no fairy tale. And I think that that's something that she wants. And a lot of the women have caught on. Bethany's gotten a boyfriend. Dorinda's in a happy place. It's just... we'll see where Ramona ends up, but I just don't see that she's really happy.
That's why that comment about people are taking bets on, on them. Like,
so negative.
And then took it back.
And I loved, I honestly loved Bethany calling her an asshole. Not to her face, but she called her an asshole. And I was like, she is.
But then when she took it back, she's like, no, I was just joking. She's like, but there have been phone calls. It's like, what are you talking about? She makes it like there's this whole society of people outside in this corner that are just saying all this stuff to Ramona and then hoping Ramona feeds it to the show.
If I was Luann, I'd be like, who's telling you that? Because I don't want them at my wedding either. That's ridiculous.
Exactly. No one, I don't think anybody's saying it. I don't know.
Ramona's making it up.
Fake news.
Alternate facts.
So then, let's see.
Tinsley secretly married her husband, and then when she was 18? That's so wild to me.
Topper Mortimer.
They've been married, like, three times, she said, basically.
Wait, three times?
Well, so they got married, and then they had to get it annulled, and then they got married again, and then they got married when she was 26. Because they couldn't be married in school then, either.
But isn't that only twice?
I thought it was three times.
But I didn't hear three times, but I could be wrong. But I thought she said that she got married because of 90210 and the Adriana thing, and that she was, and that she they eloped because of it.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, week two, where everybody in the room was extremely loud in our studio while we were listening, so I didn't hear every word. Good thing for captions, but still. Did you hear three times?
No, I didn't, but we could be wrong.
So she said they were 18, did it like secretly at the courthouse and thought no one would know, but they had to get it annulled because they both were at boarding school together. So I guess somehow boarding school found out. I don't know. And then they didn't get married again until they were 26.
Okay,
maybe it was just twice then.
Maybe,
even the way that they're talking about things that Tinsley are talking about, it's not like a main thing. It's like, just like a flashback, quick. Mm-hmm. It's so feature.
I got a tattoo, and then Carol's, telling her she can move into the building with her. I mean, yeah.
There's just no connection to her.
I want to know more why she got divorced. She keeps talking about this arrest with this ex-boyfriend and that whole thing. Like, I don't care. I want to know why you divorced your, first true love. Mm-hmm. You know? Was it because you were too young, you should have never gotten married? Was it because you felt like you outgrew each other because you did know each other from when you were so young? Like, what happened?
I wish Ramona would dig into this.
Right, she had a storybook life.
Yeah, and honestly, we're talking about a former It girl. Let's bring that back up again. And if she's going to continue to say lashes one more time, she needs to come out with a lashes line. Like, what is up?
They already did it. I'm up.
Exactly.
She needs a product. I mean, if she has all this money, start creating things. If I was on a show like this, I would think of the first thing.
But that's the difference. See, you weren't... correct me if I'm wrong, but she was born with just crap loads of money. I feel like you're not always constantly thinking of the next thing.
But seeing all the women around her, I just feel like, I would be inspired, even though, maybe if I didn't have the money. I mean, maybe if I did have all the money in the world, but, seeing other people have money for reasons because they built something, I would be inspired. So, we'll see.
Again. We all would here,
maybe,
for sure.
Maybe I'm onto the lash thing and she has some beauty product.
Maybe.
You've honestly,
It's so smart that you just said that because it shows where her head is at, which is her head is in the past. It's constantly bringing up the past instead of going towards something new. She keeps branding herself as this person that she once was and reminding people of it because she's so fearful that they're going to bring it up or think about it, and she doesn't want them to think about it. It's like, move on. Be an entrepreneur. Use your money for good. So great. I love that you said that. Let's go back to the singer stinger for a second and just talk about Bethany and Ramona for the last... 14 seconds. Okay. So Bethany is just infuriated with Ramona, and Ramona is just saying the weirdest stuff. And just, sorry, it reminds me so much of a situation I have in my life. No longer do I, but...
Oh.
We have to finish it for.
Oh, you can ignore that. Ignore
the
that.
Muffins are ready.
Thank you.
Check the oven.
But the way Ramona acted was hit home to me. And I know that this person that I am dealing used to deal with was on stuff. So I don't.
Oh.
So was on like Xanax type of stuff. No, I'm not saying Ramona is. I'm just saying it reminded me a lot of her behavior. And I am absolutely not saying that this is her case, but just reminded me of that. So I wanted to know what you guys thought of the way Bethany handled herself, because once again she did walk out on Ramona.
So graciously, I thought. All she said was, like, "You're. I don't like the way you're speaking to me," which the way Ramona was speaking to her was absolutely rude. Ramona was not saying what she meant. Ramona meant, I'm hurt that you thought that I had ill intentions the last time we spoke. Let's talk about it. She went in hot.
She did.
And it was so rude.
And confrontational.
Yeah.
Like she said she wasn't going to be.
With the eyes and the... You're really weird.
You're strange. Weird. And I was like, how is this gonna make it better for her to like talk to you? You're completely pushing her away. You're making it worse.
And how many cocktails did she have before she did that?
She seemed drunk then she like flipped her hair and like did the laugh, and I was like,
I thought she even went over while still talking to Luann, she already seemed slurry.
Okay, so it could have been drinking. Could have been drinking that did this.
Here's my thing with Bethany. And Megan, I love how much you love Bethany. It gives me life, honestly.
I mean,
I love it.
I have turnt on Bethany
a little bit. I think, you know, as much as I like all the girls, I think that with Bethany, I feel like she did kind of what she did the last time. And I wish that, even though I respect the way that she carries herself, I love that about her. She's very like, I don't like how you're talking to me. But I feel like maybe she could have, like, just for the cameras, like, stayed a little longer and said, you know, if you want to change your tone or if you want to, you know, she could have controlled the situation a little bit more to where we could have got to see it. Because every time she leaves, I'm like, no, don't leave.
You know
stay.
What? I'm wondering if things are so bad with Jason that she's like, I emotionally zero cannot space. Handle this.
Didn't she have that situation with Heather? When Heather was like, eat more food at Bluestone Manor. Oh, and she was like, I can't do it. I'm dealing with so much right now. Wasn't that something?
She
obviously, we haven't seen her cry a lot. I don't think maybe at all this season. So absolutely great point. It could be that. It's just inside of her. She doesn't want to let it out because it's going to bring out everything else.
Well, and if someone's speaking to you like that, we also don't know how much was edited, if they were talking for longer.
Oh, yeah.
How many shots they had to get.
Yeah. But if someone's talking to you like that, and then they start insulting you, saying you're strange and weird. Are you really going to sit around and listen to that? And then laugh the way that Ramona did? I would have bitch slapped her. Don't talk to me I would literally be like, I want nothing to do with you. You are a crazy person, and I do not want to be treated like this by you. I'm so over Ramona. I've been over Ramona for a long time.
You really have.
But I'm
for
really
years, actually.
Over Ramona. I cannot handle this behavior anymore. She's rude to Luann. She's rude to Sonia. She's only friends whenever it's convenient for her, and I get that she actually was around for Bethany when Bethany went through her whole, you know, thing last year.
Brought her
props to her for that. But... I can't with her anymore.
You know,
I have zero sympathy.
That's
for
what
her.
Somebody. That's what the similar situation is with the person I know, is that she would be there for you when you were down, but when you are good, she wants to bring you down. So it's not a good situation.
Dangerous.
Very
toxic.
Dangerous. And I just wish that Bethany, like you said, Thomas, I really do wish she would have
stayed a
little bit longer, or that cameras wouldn't have edited out if that were the case. Ramona doesn't like to be closed. She doesn't like anybody closing a door on her, so this is going to be something that's... She's going to be relentless until she's going to... Like, it's not like Sonia, where Sonia couldn't talk to Bethany for a while because of the skinny girl, whatever, logo and all that stuff. So she kind of kept her distance, and she knew Bethany would come around. In this case, Ramona will keep knocking.
My prediction, though, in this season is we're going to get them back to talk again. I don't think that they're going to, like, get back to where they were, but I think we're going to get to see them at least talk about something and... kind of clear it up a little bit, but friendship-wise, I don't know.
All right, well, let's get into some predictions really quick since you just...
That was mine. I jumped
that was
the gun
yours.
On
you
that.
Jumped it. No, I'm just saying
excited.
That just reminded me.
Yes.
I'm going to leave this to you guys tonight with some predictions.
Girls.
Oh, okay. All right, great. Okay. I'm going to just say that in terms of Bethany and Ramona, similar to what you just said, they are going to make up. It's slightly. It's going to be a piece... It's going to be Bethany just says, okay, I get you for who you are. I have to accept it, but, like, just keep your distance from me. But for the cameras, whatever, I'll come to the same gatherings that you're at. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a friendship for a long time.
I'm most excited about seeing how everyone reacts to Tom being at this event that Dorinda's throwing and how everyone interacts with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, we obviously see Bethany approach him, say, I'm sorry for all the drama that I caused or created. So I'm interested to see how everyone reacts to him, how Ramona does, how Sonia does.
It's a packed house.
It's a packed house, and we are the audience, and I can't wait to see it.
I'm going to predict maybe another awkward run-in next week. I think maybe Ramona wants to try to patch things up with Bethany, and Bethany will not be having it. So I think maybe one more go-round with the two of them.
On the merry-go-round. Awesome. Okay, so starting with Megan, where can we find you on social media?
You guys can find me on all social media at Megan Stecker.
And this is Lindsay. You guys can find me on everything at Lindsay Wegner. That's Lyndsey Wegner. Or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com.
Hey, guys. I'm Thomas Rulina. I enjoy watching all the Housewives, so hit me up. If you guys even watch Atlanta, hit me up, because I'm still, you know, living through the fourth.
How do you feel about Phaedra?
Oh, God. Quickly. Phaedra. You know, I think that Phaedra is definitely going to have to do a lot of damage control to save herself to be part of the season again. But
you think there's a chance?
I think there's a chance. I do. There's
really?
Been a chance. I mean, Portia dragged Kenya by the hair. Wow. We'll see. But you can find me everywhere at Thomas Rulina on my Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. Please follow me.
And this is Ashley Daniels. You can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels. Instagram is Miss Ashley Daniels. I will not be here next week. I will be at the Women's Choice Awards for AfterBuzz TV. But my lovely co-hosts will all be here, so they will lead the discussion. And thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
I may not even...
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.